News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six now, from home alone houses to vacant or derelict properties. Over 1,200 of them have been approved under the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund, according to an update that's going to be brought to Cabinet later today. To discuss this, we're joined by Claire McManus, Director of JFOC Architects and Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects. Claire, I'm a little bit confused. The government are saying they're doing a great job in terms of derelict properties. The opposition are saying nothing is happening. Who's right?
It's a really good question. I suppose the first thing to acknowledge is that it's a really difficult problem. It's much easier to build 1,000 houses in a green field outside the M50 or outside any town or city or village in Ireland. But these types of projects are very bespoke. Each one is unique. They're all very tricky. They require a lot of analysis. But it's no surprise really that the kind of vandalism that derelict properties represents in our town is a difficult one to solve. But it's hugely important because you spoke there just a couple of minutes ago about climate. I mean, the delivering housing within our towns and villages is the type of housing delivery that leads to the smallest carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Talking about walkable, talking about good impact on the community. You know, I certainly feel much safer at night walking down the street knowing that there's people, you know, behind the curtains in the homes around me rather than a vacant or derelict place. So, you know, you make use of existing resources, especially,
okay.
You know, you might have a local school.
The reason why it's so difficult, I mean, a lot of it's legal reasons, property rights and so on. Is the Urban Regeneration Development Fund, is that appealing in terms of for people who actually are able to regenerate a site?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a significant grant. It's €50,000 or €70,000 if the property has been vacant for some time. So it is a significant grant amount. And as you say, there's different reasons. And I suppose that's part of the challenge. There's no economies of scale. We can't, you know, figure out how to do one and then do 1,000. Each one will have its own ownership issues, its own kind of context. It'll require different building and insulation and different things to bring it up to a standard where it can be lived in. So it is a challenge, but the grant is a significant amount of money. And I suppose when you look at the impact of, I think it was at 275 that have been paid out, the impact of those 275 on the various places they're in is enormous. I suppose in terms of success stories, it's good to look at where the impact is the greatest. And I think Waterford City is a really good example where, you know, not only has this grant been implemented in a number to deliver a number of homes, but the council has also accessed funding to purchase vacant properties and convert them into housing and sell them.
Okay, so is that where the grounds for improvement lie in local councils being more proactive? I mean, I'm just thinking around the corner from me, a mile from O'Connell Street, there's been two houses derelict for 20 years plus, I would think. And it's really frustrating for everybody who lives in the area.
It's so frustrating because so many of us would look at buildings like that and think, I could live there. I'd be so happy living there.
Yeah.
And my carbon footprint would be so low. I'd walk everywhere and, you know, I'd support local shops and businesses and the government wouldn't need to, you know, invest in new roads and new infrastructure and new schools. So it really is very frustrating. But I suppose, you know, maybe kind of take a step back and look at what is being done. There's a very good and excellent document by the Department of Housing called Bringing Back the Home, which sets out all the criteria for converting a vacant property into a home. And it's complex. I'd encourage anyone to have a look at it, but it's broken down very clearly into diagrams. Like to deliver a home over a shop requires more paperwork than delivering a new house outside
bit of work still to do, Claire. Yeah,
it's I There's no easy answer, I suppose, is the truth to it. But it's great that these grants exist because they are a huge incentive. It's enough being done. At one level, you'd say enough could never be done until they're all occupied, and they need, you know, the councils looking at them, anyone who owns them, to really take this very seriously, because it is a form of vandalism within our urban centres.
Claire, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Claire McManus there, Director of JFOC Architects, Housing Spokesperson for the Royal Institute of Architects. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.